And for people who struggle with their weight, dating can be daunting. When researchers analyze tens of thousands of online daters, they find a strong preference for what they call healthy weight partners. As Sarah Varney reports, even men and women who've lost weight run into resistance.
Carlos Romero's apartment in Seattle is marked with remnants from his former life, a giant television from his days playing World of Warcraft, a pair of jeans the width of an easy chair. The remnants of that time, when he weighed 437 pounds, mark his body, too.
I lift weights and I work out, and I work out very hard, but there's just lasting damage.
Like loose, hanging skin and stretch marks. But for all the troubles Carlos had dating when he was obese, all those unanswered requests on dating websites, shedding weight left him uneasy about how much to reveal.
If you were to say to someone on a first date, I lost 220 pounds, you're indicating that you had a very serious issue at one point and that you may still have that issue. So it's not something that I put on a dating profile because I don't want people to judge me for it.
The stigma of obesity is so strong, in fact, that it can remain even after the weight is lost. Holly Fee is a sociologist at Bowling Green State University, and she's conducted some of the only research on dating attitudes toward the formerly obese. She has found that potential suitors say they would hesitate to form a romantic relationship with someone who used to be heavy.
A big driving factor in why they had this hesitation in forming this romantic relationship was that they believed that these formerly obese individuals would regain their weight.
Fee says the prevailing belief is that people who've never been obese can control their weight, and those who've been heavy have less willpower. David Sarwar is a psychology professor at the University of Pennsylvania and the director of clinical services at Penn's Center for Weight and Eating Disorders.
The general public still thinks that this is an issue of willpower, still thinks that people who are struggling to control their weight are really, it's a moral failing. They can't push away from the table. It's an issue of self-esteem or depression. And I think it's important that we realize that it was only in 2013 where the American Medical Association finally came out and said, yeah, obesity is a disease.
For men and women who've lost a significant amount of weight, fears about excess hanging skin can hold them back from dating and being intimate. Health insurance almost never pays for costly plastic surgery to correct the problem, which can be uncomfortable and embarrassing for the formerly obese.
I think they can be particularly self-conscious about this issue and be worried about the first time that the new partner sees them undressed. How are they going to respond? Are they going to be grossed out? Are they not going to want to have sexual intimacy with them a second time?
But it wasn't sex or romance that sparked the big change in Carlos 2 years ago. That's when, at age 28, he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. Carlos knew if he didn't lose weight, his condition could worsen quickly. He stopped eating pizza, ramen noodles, and Dr. Pepper and began exercising. Then a year ago, after he dropped a number of jean sizes, he tried internet dating again. Carlos updated his profile and started sending out messages.
It was amazing at the time, like girls that I was like, never going to hear back from this girl. Like, and then I would hear back from them and I'd be like, holy crap, like this is so different. Like, it felt like a whole other world had opened up.
Cheers, baby.
I love you.
Love you too.
On a recent night, Carlos and his new girlfriend, Kate Rowe, were out for margaritas and tacos in downtown Seattle.
You know what you're getting?
Carne asada tacos, like, last night.
They met on OkCupid after he messaged her.
I just, like, saw, like, you know, Carlos send you a message, and I was like, oh, and he's into climbing, and, you know, he wants to meet up for a date, and I read his profile, and then I was like, why not? I have nothing to lose.
Kate says Carlos looked hot in his picture, smoldering and broody. He waited until their third date to tell her about his massive weight loss.
I don't want to like this girl any more than I already do without having her, like, know that this might be a potential deal breaker. So that's when I told her, and I remember just being like, I have to tell you this thing. Please don't judge me. But yeah, I used to have a very serious weight problem, and I've lost like 200 pounds.
Carlos knew the risk he was taking. What if she doesn't want to be anywhere near me, he thought. But that's not what happened.
She took it really well and was kind of inspired by it.
For Carlos, there are still physical and psychological hurdles to being in love. It's difficult for him to be intimate, he says shyly. She's seen everything. And when he looks in the mirror, he still sees a 400-pound man. His mind hasn't quite caught up to his body. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.